The Office of Personnel Management says it will not finalize regulations on phased retirement for a few more months. But what happens when it eventually does? Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler tries to answer your questions.
OPM Director Catherine Archuleta told Federal News Radio recently that they expect these final regulations by the end of the fiscal year. So we're looking end of September, beginning October for those. But, you know, some feds aren't convinced this is going to happen, and they're skeptical of what's going to happen next. Our own Jack Moore wrote a story about this week, and I wanted to share some of the juicier comments that we got. This one from Mick, who says, if anybody thinks this is going to be implemented by the end of the calendar year, forget it, period. My agency, DOJ, Justice, will want to tweak whatever OPM does to suit its purpose. And I am told not to expect that process to be completed until sometime in 2015. Word to the wise, just take your retirement and get a job somewhere else if you still want to work. Relying on OPM and your agencies to get this right has worse odds than a Vegas craps game.
Spoken like a lawyer who's
yes.
used to long drawn out battles.
Yes. And LS says, if you want your retirement annuity messed up and delayed way more than now, go ahead and sign up for phased retirement. The OPM and agencies are not prepared for dealing with these types of issues. And as they say, if it can go wrong, it will. You were warned. Beware.
These don't sound like people that are starting up their phasers exactly right now, do they?
So, yeah.
Show some real skepticism, I think, maybe about a lot of things that's coming home to roost on this particular issue.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, insiders tell Jack that this is one of the reasons for the lag in final regulations, exactly what this person was getting at with, you know, agencies not knowing what OPM means and things like that. So insiders told Jack, you know, OPM is trying to get agencies on board now with the proposed changes so they're not caught off guard when OPM releases them. And that's part of the reason they're saying for this delay, so that, you know, they're kind of ramping it up now so that when the regulations are released, it's not so bad. And Jack looked through all of the comments that were put in the proposed rules, the draft rules submitted by the agency HR offices, and they definitely said that they wanted details on a few more things, some of those things being the nuts and bolts of implementation when it comes to phased retirement. You know, and then questions like what happens if a phased retiree desires to return to full-time employment, but the agency doesn't want them to, you know, and whether or not phased retirement agreements would be set for specific lengths of time and what those times would be. And it's interesting, when we did our online chat with Catherine Archuleta a few weeks ago, that was one of the things we got a ton of questions, you know, people wondering, you know, what if this, what if that, how about this, what about in this situation? So I think there are a lot of questions that OPM still has to answer, and they realize that this is a very complicated topic. And so they're trying, you know, it's taking a while to get those things answered. I think what's maybe frustrating for people, though, is that OPM has not been very transparent about this process. It's just been, we're still working on the final rule, we're still working on it, and no details. Whereas I think if maybe they were a little bit more open about the process and saying, look, there's a lot of questions. You know, we've gotten a lot of questions from agencies. Here's some of them. We're trying to figure out the answers to these. Or, you know, another thing that was brought up is, this is going to affect those phased retirees' taxes, so they have to work with the IRS to make sure that, you know, all of that is taken care of before this becomes, becomes something that's implemented by agencies. So I think if OPM maybe were a little bit more open about the questions that they're still trying to answer, maybe folks would be a little bit more understanding about the amount of time it's taken OPM to get these rules out.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. I guess on the other hand, OPM figures, well, if we put too much out, we'll get more exposure to being dinged on what we have been suggesting. So maybe they're a little gun shy.
Maybe. But I think that maybe that's something that, you know, we see that happen with all agencies, right? You know, but I think that it may be just kind of a lesson learned that sometimes, you know, being honest about a situation and what's actually happening and what you know helps. And people then have less questions, or they at least understand. They say, okay, we get it. Oh, yeah, we didn't think about the fact that OPM would have to work with IRS, or, oh, we didn't think about the fact that XYZ, and, oh, yeah, that would probably take a while to figure all that out. You know, there's a lot of questions. It's not that simple. So remains to be seen exactly how long it will take, but, you know, folks are anxious to get this out there and being able to use it.
Well, because they're not getting any younger. I mean, I think
right.
some people who would like to do this, there is sort of a deadline that they're facing and they're waiting.
They want it this lifetime.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. And a lot of people, I think, would really like to help their agencies, right? They would really like to be a mentor and be able to pass along that information, work at half-time status, you know, enjoy a partial retirement, but still be able to give back to their agency.
Their spouses would probably like that too.
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right. So, I think that's exactly right, Emily, and we'll see kind of where this goes next.
So tell us what's in the draft regulations.
Yeah, so that's a good question. So where will the final regulations end up based on where the draft regulations are? So one of the things that's in the draft regulations is that 20% of folks' time will have to be spent on mentoring. And now the draft rules said that agencies will determine what mentoring is. And, you know, it's interesting, again, when we did this online chat, we had people ask about this. You know, what does mentoring mean? You know, one person said, what if, you know, I've worked on this project for 20 years. Could I write up almost like a Bible of this project and hand that off? And could that be considered mentoring in some respects? And it looks like, at least according to the draft regulations, that is something that agencies are going to have to decide. Now, Jessica Clement from NARF, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Group, had this to say about mentoring. If this is the main purpose for phased retirement, why are they giving agencies so much leeway to waive the mentoring requirement and the discretion to decide what types of mentoring activities meet this requirement? It's really, really vague on the mentoring piece, despite the fact that this is supposed to be the main purpose of this new law. So it will be interesting to see if in those final rules, OPM changes this and makes mentoring a little bit more specific or defined in those rules.
And what about if someone decides they go into phased retirement and they're mentoring and they're commuting at 10 o'clock and maybe they say, you know what, I don't like this. I'm not really ready to quit work. Can I go back to full time after that?
Right. So in the draft regulations, that is exactly what it says. You can go back to full time status after entering phased retirement, but you can't go back to phased retirement a second time. So it's kind of like once it's a one and done. Once you've used phased retirement, you can't use it again, at least under the draft rules.
And now you would think that somebody who wanted this and was tired of waiting and was, say, approaching 65 could just then go become a consultant and be hired back by their agency that way. And that would be a part-time basis or a project.
Well, there's
type
rules
of
and
basis.
Laws for that too. You can't just.
But that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, as we were talking about earlier, I think the biggest thing that that people are worried about right now or still thinking about is, you know, once this final rule is in place, agency, it's not going to be like you can, you know, okay, I want to go into phased retirement and I can do that tomorrow. That's not how it's going to work. In fact, again, Jessica Clement from NARF had this to say in this article that was written by Jack Moore. Just because OPM hasn't released the final regulations doesn't mean that when they do, everyone's going to run toward phased retirement. It doesn't work that way. Your agency still has to implement this. Your supervisor has to approve you becoming a phased retiree. There are more steps in this process. So for those folks that are out there waiting, you know, just be warned that your waiting is not going to be over once these final rules are in place. There is going to be another, you know, a little bit of a lag period there too. So you got to take that into consideration.